the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Boo!
Whoa! Happy Halloween!
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show!
I'm John the House, the co-host, and my beautiful host, aww, DJ Medi.
Thanks, John! All right, so we want to thank everyone for listening to our shows and supporting CJSF. And if you're interested in donating, and I recommend that you do, where can they donate, John?
They can donate by calling the number on our website. There's a phone line set up to take donations. Our website, you can read what we need to, like a new transmission tower, more funds for different programs for the community involved with the radio. And there's a whole bunch, but yes, the money that we make here goes to a good cause. And so if you're loving the shows you're listening to at CGSF, please donate.
That's right.
I represent the community, and I've been with CGSF for 16 years next year. I love radio, and I invite our listeners to come out, check the station out, join. It's free. All you have to do is put a little time in, but it is so gratifying to do radio, and I am so blessed that we have great listeners who do support our shows, and we have very many diverse shows to listen to.
All right. Should we try the windmill?
Oh, yeah, windmill. Windmill time.
Windmills. Oh, yeah. I know, right?
That gets you dizzy. I got to stretch.
That's right. We got to practice. Oh. Practice doing your windmills, because yeah, John has a show coming up November 8th. It's Friday, November 8th at the Wise Hall.
Yeah, Twan Holiday, Saints of Death lead singer, he invited me to be the master of ceremonies for the metal show, which I am so happy to participate in. And row the crowd out. Yeah!
Wham bam!
East Bam, baby!
Father of seven, I was raised by the demons. And straight Hey, is this the Wham Bam East Fan Show?
Yeah, thanks for calling.
No problem. I was wondering if I could request a song, please.
Sure, what'd you like to request?
I would like to hear something from the band Birthday Bitch.
Say that again?
Birthday Bitch. That's right. Birthday Bitch. That's the name of the band.
All right then. Okay. And it's Fun Drive Week. Would you like to make a donation?
Yeah, no problem. Let's say $5.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll play your song request. Thank you.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. Wham bam.
Easter.
Yeah, baby.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CJSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CJSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cjsf.ca.
Y'all know I love doing interviews, you know, I love meeting people, and sometimes I do random ones just like on the spot. And I went in front of Fright Nights at the PNE, and I bumped into Marissa Q from This Is Blueprint. She was actually doing interviews of random people there, and I was like, hey girl, would you like to do an interview? And she said yes, so we're going to play her interview after this song. She was giving away Bonobo tickets, so let's play a Bonobo song, and this one's called Linked, because you know we're all linked in some way or another.
Thank you. Thank you.
and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Marissa. I'm with This Is Blueprint, and tonight we are outside Bright Night. We are doing interviews, and we are giving away some nice treats to our Foundation V12 at Vancouver Convention Center, happening October 31st.
Amazing. And have you been in Bright Night?
No.
Experienced it?
No, I haven't.
No? Are you scared?
Yes. I'm very, very scared. Haunted houses, people in costumes, clowns.
All right. And then let's talk about some of your outfits. Today you're doing the devil. What are some of your favorite Halloween outfits?
I would say, I don't know. I actually don't even know. I'm basic. I want to say like a bunny and my devil ears. But
okay. And how about for the people that you interviewed tonight? Was there any cool costumes that anyone was wearing?
Nacho Libre was a really good one. We were just getting started, so that would probably be the best one and the most iconic. I wish I had a good one like that. But if I could be anything, though, it would be Night at the Roxbury. But I never have a partner to do it with. So that's why I'm just in my basic era.
Okay. All right. And what are you giving away?
We're giving away tickets to Foundation V12.
Oh, okay. Amazing. What is that?
So it is a house music gathering at Vancouver Convention Center happening October 31st.
Where can people follow you?
They can follow me on This Is Blueprint or Marissa Quinn. But we're here with This Is Blueprint.
Okay, cool. And we're here in East Vancouver. What do you like about East Van?
I love going to Playland. And even though I haven't been to Fright Night, I really like going on the like rides and stuff.
Yeah, in the summertime?
Yeah, it's really fun.
What are you listening to these days, Marissa?
I love J.J. Wilde.
J.J. Wilde, yeah.
She actually has a concert tonight happening like right now.
Oh my gosh.
I'm working, which is unfortunate, but I love her. She's my favorite. Everyone should listen to her.
Okay, I'll play her music after your interview. All right, well, thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, that was JJ Wild, Best of Me, great song pick, Marissa. All right, you're listening to the Wham Bam East Band Show, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC. And next up, we're going to have some testimonials from some of our other CJSF programmers. Let's start off with Leslie from Typically Tuesdays, which happens on Monday.
A few years ago, my then co-host Jade and I made an episode of Typically Tuesdays about Full Metal Alchemist, which is this Japanese comic series from like the early 2000s. And it was like a deep dive show. We were talking about the themes, talking about some of the slightly cursory research that we did on it. And another member of the radio station who had tuned into the program ended up sending us a meme about the Full Metal Alchemist anime. And I thought that was really funny, one, but it was also really cool because I learned that one of our listeners, who was also, you know, happens to be a member of the community, of the CJSF community, also liked Full Metal Alchemist. That was really cool. I think a lot of the times community in the context of community radio is sort of like having a conversation with your neighbor. And I mean that pretty literally. It's just that it's through the airwaves, and the person who's on the whichever side of the radio relationship that you're in, whether that person is a host or a listener, they live in your same area code. They're affected by a lot of the same issues that you might be affected by. Maybe they're experiencing a lot of the same global trends as you are. It's kind of like that sharing of time and space and context that brings people together and creates this kind of collective, kind of community, kind of neighborly relationship. Obviously, as a volunteer at the radio station, I'm legitimately investing time and energy into this organization every week. And in that sense, I feel quite invested to make sure that, you know, my output is creating results in that way, not to sound all businessy. But as a citizen of the world, I feel that I'm very invested in CJSF because I think it's just so important for there to be independent grassroots media that can reach the ears and eyes of audiences that are looking for something, you know, pretty alternative to what most other options that they have available to them in Canada or really anywhere. And I find that at CJSF, that's really exciting to be a part of, because I think it's kind of in a bit of the response that I gave earlier about what the community part of community radio means. It means that anyone who's participating in CJSF's programming, in CJSF as an organization, those are all people who are immediately a part of your community. They are legitimately your neighbors. They're not just they're not like an influencer online. They're not some celebrity. They're like your regular, average, everyday Joe. And I think that's really cool, but that also means that the voices and opinions and stories of the members of our community are valued. So I conjured this image in my head of a person hanging out with their pet, who is their best friend, and they are able to be playful with this creature. They are taking care of it. They know that to some extent the creature also takes care of them in like an emotional way as well. They're able to confide to the creature about their deepest secrets or their strange ideas. And I guess to that extent, that's kind of what I feel like the listener of Typically Tuesdays is sort of like. You know, in that sense where I'm able to be myself on air, be playful, be silly, be maybe sometimes apathetic and just kind of like whatever, and to, in other ways as well, to open up about problems that I've been having or sensitive thoughts that I've been having, to be able to like share knowledge and things like that. And the listener is receptive in the sense that they're hearing what I'm saying. I think that's kind of, in my mind, what